With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Ukrainian President Zelensky views President Trump as key to ending the Ukraine-Russia war, but has some concerns.
Zelensky welcomed a phone call from President Trump, but later said it was not pleasant that Trump first called Russia's Vladimir Putin about negotiations. Zelensky also said he would not accept any agreements that do not include his country in the talks. The Ukrainian leader reportedly told the White House that Putin doesn't want peace, and he said he will only agree to meet in person with the Russian leader after a common plan is negotiated by Donald Trump. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The president has toured a Boeing airplane to check out new hardware and technology features and highlight the aircraft maker's delay in delivering updated versions of Air Force One. The private plane was parked at the Palm Beach International Airport on Saturday. South Korea is battling an epidemic of suicide between ages 10 and 39.
The data showed nearly half of South Koreans who had received emergency medical treatment from self-harm, including attempted suicide in 2023, were in their teens or 20s. One in 200 Koreans in their 20s were found to have engaged in self-harming behavior. These figures come despite the authorities having tried to tackle the problem two decades ago. More measures to curb rising suicide have followed since, but to limited success.
BBC correspondent Jae Sung Lee. As crews work to remove potentially hundreds of thousands of tons of hazardous materials from the L.A. wildfires, researchers are trying to figure out how much the fires on land will impact the sea. The Palisades and Eaton fires scorched thousands of homes, businesses, cars, and electronics. They turned everyday items into hazardous ash that's making its way into the ocean. This is SRN News. Michigan State Representative Lori Pohutsky says she's undergone surgery to remove her reproductive organs out of concern about contraception access. The 36-year-old Democrat says the decision was finalized by President Trump's reelection. Physicians have reported a rise in the number of Democratic women who have been seeking permanent sterilizations after the November election. President Trump says he, quote, has never and will never advocate for restricting birth control and other contraceptives, and he's taken no such action since returning to office. Billionaire mega donors are opening their wallets to influence the high-stakes race for control of the Wisconsin Supreme Court, which could decide the future of abortion in the state. The winner of the April 1st election will determine whether the court in the battleground state remains under liberal control or flips to a conservative majority. Cases affecting abortion, contraception, and congressional redistricting will be taken up by the court this year. This is SRN News. Scientists say the threat of a newly discovered asteroid hitting Earth has risen slightly in the past few weeks.
But the chance is still quite slim, a mere 2%, that the space rock will smack Earth in 2032. They say the odds of a strike will almost certainly continue to go up and down as the asteroid's path around the sun is better understood and will likely fall to zero. Discovered in December, the near-Earth asteroid known as 2024 YR4 is estimated to be 130 feet to 300 feet across. Keith Peters reporting.
Today is Sunday, February the 16th, and some notable people are celebrating a birthday today, including business icon Carl Icahn, age 89. Actor William Cott turns 74 today. Actress and model Margot Hemingway is 68 years old, as is actor and filmmaker LeVar Burton. This is SRN News.